Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 30th day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we're still getting the rain on and off. We had thunderstorms the other day, and it poured and poured and poured. It's one of the rainy springs. At least it ain't snow, because I've seen it be snow, believe me. Let's see what we're going to look at first here. Florida Governor Cabinet sued over plans to meet in Israel, and this is from a few days ago, but it ties into the next article, so we're going to look at it as soon as we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Florida Governor, Cabinet sued over plans to meet in Israel. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, and this is from the other day. An open government watchdog group and several news outlets sued Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and members of the cabinet on Tuesday in an effort to stop them from holding a cabinet meeting while on a trade mission in Israel. The lawsuit argues that the meeting scheduled for Wednesday violates the state constitution and open government laws, no shit. You'd have to have a goddamn constitution. I mean, this is corporate business. This ain't got nothing to do with no fucking charter for a fucking state or a country. The lawsuit argues that the meeting scheduled for Wednesday violates state constitution and open government laws, which require the cabinet session to be open to the public. In fact, every action of this government supposed to be, well, of the government we were supposed to have, was supposed to be open to the public. No, there's none of these backdoor meetings. Hell, it's your fucking local, city council meetings. They sit in they stand up and they talk a little bit in front of the people, and then they go in the back room and they do their fucking business behind closed doors, and fuck you. You have nothing to do with it, subject slave. Cabinet session being open to the public. Florida residents who don't happen to be in Israel won't be able to attend. You look at it, they've gone back. I mean, it's like I haven't turned the TV on all day. There ain't no use to. They've gone back to the Mueller investigation. All their shit, I mean, they came at us with a goddamn blitzkrieg. going to go to war with Iran, man, coming for the guns, man. Just and then back to Mueller. I mean, this goofiness. Tell me how that affects you in your daily life one fucking tiny little bit, people. This is just something that they're throwing on the fucking screen for the, and pretty soon this will be all you'll be able to get on the internet. Just for some, it's like watching a soap opera every day, the same fucking soap opera with the same fucking dialogue. It's disgusting. But nobody's going to talk about this. The lawsuit was filed by the First Amendment Foundation, Gannett Company, Gannett CEO, that's what it says, company, Gatehouse Media, and the owners of Miami Herald and Tampa Bay Times. The Associated Press and other news outlets plan to join the suit. The meeting was organized as a part of a trade mission, DeSantis. You know, like I said, you talk about this fucking Mueller thing. The Russian, somebody might have talked to a Russian during the goddamn election. These motherfuckers over there holding cabinet meetings, state cabinet meetings, in a foreign fucking country. And it is a foreign country. This fraud of the corporation and the fact that the the controlling shareholders live in fucking Israel and are what they call the state of Israel. It's not a state. It's a fucking mafia hangout as far as I can see. But I mean, to hold up, to think about that. Jesus, 20 years ago, this would have shocked the shit out of people. Now it's just, they're holding a cabinet session for the state of Florida in fucking Israel. No shit. You think that maybe they might be influencing our internal politics just a little bit, people? I mean, they did this whole great big $40 million fucking investigations and stuff, and they're still coming on with it, you know, and then the investigation of the investigators, and then we'll have the investigation of the investigators who investigated the investigators, and this horse shit onward and onward as they haul our fucking country off or sell it to fucking foreigners. The meeting was organized as part of a trade mission. DeSantis is leading with a delegation of nearly 100 business leaders. I'm glad I'm paying fucking taxes so business fucking leaders can fly with DeSantis, this dirty Jew-ass sucking son of a bitch, over to Israel to fucking commit treason. Lawmakers, state university officials, and others. The government's office wouldn't comment on the lawsuit, but has labeled the meeting a ceremonial. It's just ceremonial. It's just ceremonial that you're holding cabinet fucking meetings for a fucking state over in a foreign country, people. But it's not foreign, because actually we're just a goddamn, we're part of Israel. We're a colony of Israel. Israel is our sovereign. Yeah, King Netanyahu, I mean, he's our king, right? That doesn't matter, said First Amendment Foundation President Barbara Peterson. The fact that they're even saying, it's only ceremonial, therefore we don't have to open it to the public, shows to me a basic misunderstanding of sunshine law, Peterson said. This has nothing to do with the Trade Commission. Or the trade mission. This has everything to do with our cabinet holding a meeting in a foreign country. Fucking duh. What are they going to have to do to prove this shit to you? And I don't care if they were holding the meeting in Montana. I'd have the same concern. So would I. Who in the fuck, does anybody understand or have an inkling out there? In this barrage of fucking lawyer, attorney, idiot, sons of bitch, and treasonous bastards. They've always done this shit, but they've hid it. Now they're coming. I'm telling you right now, they'll replace that fucking phony ass goddamn United States flag, which don't mean shit, on Shinola, and all you people out there fucking waving it around and talking this goddamn this Memorial Day shit. The fucking hero. You're not fucking heroes. You're a bunch of fucking idiots waving a fucking rag that doesn't mean dog shit to anybody in this country except for the 12 to 14% that are a part of the fucking treason. It is a flag of treason. And I don't give a monk's fuck what anybody else thinks about it. That's what it represents. A flag is an emblem. It represents something. What does that son of a bitch represent? It represents fucking tyranny. World tyranny being inflicted by a United Nations force funded by the people of the United States of America. That's what it fucking represents. It represents murder. It represents genocide. Yeah, it's all on us. We let it happen. Well, not all of us. I mean, how do you separate the fucking fly shit from the pepper? I don't know. Then I know that most of the goddamn people in this country are sick of this shit. They're sick of this, you know. Oh, somebody talked to a fucking Russian goddamn page boy or something, you know. And this, we're going to talk about this all week, all day long, all day. I was like, oh, goddamn, it's big shit.
Don't forget about dropping nuclear bombs on 99% civilians.
Hell yes. It represents that too. It represents more fucking, it represents genocide in fucking Iraq. It represents, I mean, God almighty people, and there's still people, well, it's our flag. It ain't my fucking flag. It ain't my fucking flag. It never has been. I was born into fucking a lie, into communism. So are you. Where were we? Sunshine Law. Cabinet holding a meeting in a foreign country. And I don't care if it's Montana. I have the same concern. So would I. The lawsuit seeks an order to stop the meeting. If a judge doesn't act on time, then it seeks to have the meeting declared a violation of state law and to void any action taken during the gathering. The members of the cabinet are Attorney General Ashley Moody, Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronus, and Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried. Fried said she hopes the cabinet meeting will follow the spirit of accessibility for the Israelis. I think everybody understands. People just don't even talk about it no more. They don't talk one way or the other. They're just sitting there fucking buying bullets and getting ready to fucking do the fight because there is no stopping this bullshit. While we have not yet served the lawsuit, my understanding is that the governor's office is working to address the situation. Are they really? Oi. She said, according to a pool report set up by the Florida Society of News Editors. Sitting in a hotel lounge in Tel Aviv, Moody and Patronus said they hadn't heard about the lawsuit, according to the pool report set up by this should be a fucking trial for treason. State business you're over there in private. The Florida, you know, you Florida people from Florida, you're not going to get a sit in. You know, and like I said, God damn it, go back and look at your history. Look at the true history. There was not supposed to be one private fucking meeting or anything that was not open to the fucking public because they were our bitches and we got to hear every word they said. But then they had to, you know, had these wars, and you have to have you have to have secret, you have to have CIAs, the spies. It was for other countries to protect us, to protect our Bill of Rights, to protect our freedoms and liberties. That's how it all began. And now, who are they protecting, and who are they protecting them from? It is them protecting one another, but from the fucking people that they have committed blatant, in your face fucking treason against. That's who. While we have not yet served the lawsuit, my understanding is the governor's office is working, huh? Hours before the lawsuit was filed, DeSantis discussed the meeting at a network reception in the residence of U.S. Ambassador David Friedman. Or Friedman, looks like it to me. F-R-I-E, Friedman, yep. Now I'll go to the next story. In Israel, Governor DeSantis signs bill to curb anti-Semitism. To tell us that there's a foreign country out there, people, that we cannot fucking criticize. There is a foreign people out there who have infiltrated the fucking, they haven't infiltrated our government. It isn't our fucking government. They have gained control over a corporation that cannot exist, that it is an act of fraud, that it is an act of fucking treason. That's for goddamn sure. But why not? I mean, they have their fucking agents sitting in our highest seats of fucking power. Why not have the fucking meetings over there in Tel Aviv? It makes it easier on them. then they can give the orders direct. This is from Fox 35. Flanked by Florida elected officials and Israel Governor Ron DeSantis, on Wednesday, ceremonially signed a measure that prohibits anti-Semitic speech in state public schools and universities. You can't fucking do it, you piece of dog shit. That is a violation of the People's Bill of Rights. Those fucking schools belong to the fucking people. We paid for them. And the universities belong to the fucking people. We fucking pay for them. And there is not one square inch on this fucking continent, or this part of the continent known as the United States of these Americas, where our freedom of speech isn't absolutely the law. This is unlawful. You're a fucking criminal. You should be hung by the neck until you are dead. The proposal will add religion as a protected class. No, you cannot do that. Religion is already protected under the first article, and it is only protected for the fucking American nationals in this country. We don't protect religions around the fucking world. We don't fucking advocate for any fucking religion around the world. There is to be no state-sponsored religion like this state known as the fucking United States Corporation is fucking supporting and fucking advocating for the fucking state of fucking Israel and Zionism, which isn't even a goddamn religion. It's a fucking form of government. But Judaism, no fucking religion gets fucking any extra. This is just like, you know, the civil rights thing. We've talked about it before. When they passed the civil, oh God, that was the right thing to do. The way the black people were being treated, it was just fucking wrong. They were disenfranchised. But that is the problem. They were disenfranchised, and the fucking remedy was right there in the Bill of Rights. And that's how it should have been fucking put forth, and that's how it should have been enforced, just by enforcing the Bill of Rights. But no, that's when they started working in that 14th Amendment bullshit. Privileges and immunities for select classes of people that, well, the government gets to select. Your servants are going to select. Your servants, that's when your servants started being your fucking overlords. Okay, religion is a protected class when it comes to discrimination against students and employees. Currently, people are protected from discrimination based on race, ethnicity, national origin, gender, marital status, or disability, and all of it's covered under the fucking Bill of Rights, and it's all out here in the common law. It's all fucking taken care of without that bullshit fucking phony-ass fucking corporate United States fucking abomination. Any fucking issue, you name it, and I'll tell you how it can be litigated how it would be litigated in the fucking law of this land. The law, not your fucking policies, you pricks. The legislation lays out examples of what would be considered anti-Semitism, including making mendacious, dehumanizing, demonizing, or stereotypical allegations about Jews or the power of Jews as a collective. You're saying it doesn't exist? They're one-fourth of the fucking population, and they have the highest standard of living in this fucking country and hold dual citizenship? That the sun ain't shining outside right now. I'm going to tell you it ain't, and you're just going to fucking believe it. Such is the myth about the world Jewish conspiracy of the Jews controlling the media, economy, government, or other social institutions. They don't? Is that what you see with your eyes? See, this is where you're getting into the fucking Orwellian shit. I mean, when they were fucking straightening old Winston's ass out. Hold up three fingers. How many do you see? Three? Wop, wop, boom, bang, beat, beat, beat. Until you hold up three fingers, how many? I see two. I see two. This is bullshit. Go ahead.
You tell me how they are not controlling governments. Every government that you see, you always see these bearded Shabab Lubavitch kike bastards always around people government. So you tell me that's not a coincidence. You know, every country that you see is fucking kikes everywhere.
Oh, hell yes. They are, well, the whole idea is that, I mean, God damn it, just look at what they tell you. They tell you themselves that you are a soulless animal. How can you fucking be on a par with them? If you're an animal, of course they control you. But, but what really pisses me off is, you know, this conspiracy, ain't a fucking conspiracy, it's a fucking fact, and everybody knows it. That's why you're having to do all of this shit, ain't it? I mean, if these Jews, if you think about it like this, man, what other group of people have just been fucking kicked out of every fucking country just for fucking worshiping? Think about that. They don't just worship. They are creating a Zion world empire, period. And they make no bones about it. They attack other countries. They shoot little children. They're fucking monsters. Every fucking one of them. And I don't want to hear about the Lion of Jacob and all this shit. Fuck all the Jews. How about that? If they aren't a part of it, they sure as hell ain't doing nothing to stop it. And I will not separate the pepper from the fly shit on that one. Where were we? Economy, social institutions. The bill, House Bill 741, also defines anti-Semitism as accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or to the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than to the interests of their own country and just the nations. Again, I say, do you see the fucking sun when it's right in your fucking eyes, blinding you? No, that ain't no sun up there in the fucking sky. It's not burning my skin and burning my eyes. I will deny it. I see two fucking fingers. The measure will also ban certain speech against the state of Israel on campus. Fuck you. There's not one inch of this United States of these Americas that is not covered by that Bill of Rights. That is the law of we the people. You pissant. You fucking pissant that should be up against a fucking wall in front of a firing squad, you fucking treasonous piece of shit. Such as applying a double standard to Israel by requiring behavior of Israel that is not expected or demanded of any other democratic nation. You mean like that nuclear fucking nuclear arms treaty? That they built their whole nuclear arsenal in violation of, that they now want us to go and kill the fucking Persians because they're enriching uranium, which is their fucking right. When did we get, are we the kings of the world here? Is this corporate aristocracy? Is Donald Trump the king of the fucking world here now? I see him over there in fucking Israel. I see him on the fucking Golan Heights saying, oh, well, I'm saying this is Israel. Under what fucking authority, you two-bit fucking con man? Under what authority? You're gonna see the fucking authority very soon, you sons of bitches. Requiring behavior of Israel not expected or demanded of any other democratic nation. First place, we're not a democratic nation. I'm getting sick of hearing that shit. I'm sick of hearing these fucking news reporters who are supposed to be educated calling this is not a fucking democracy, bitch. It's a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual spelled out in the preamble to your fucking phony ass constitution. The law of we the people, the authority of we the people. And we, the people, are very heavily fucking armed. And we're the largest army to ever exist on this fucking planet. And you're about to get your fucking asses erased. Or focusing on peace or human rights investigations only on Israel. Who the fuck's out there causing all the goddamn trouble? Why do you keep getting invaded? Why would you want to investigate somebody shooting little children? You know, setting out or dropping phosphorus fucking bombs on them. Why would you want to do that? Why is Israel getting fucking investigated? Maybe because you're behind every fucking despicable fucking act on this planet. You dirty kite bastards. The proposal aimed at curbing anti-Semitism, however, makes clear criticism of Israel is allowed if it is similar to criticism towards other countries. I will criticize you, just like I would criticize fucking Joseph Stalin for the murder of fucking 60 million motherfucking people in the gulags. How about that? I'll criticize you like that, you fucking genocide committing fucking kite pricks. You fucking drop phosphorus bombs on little children. I criticize you on that because I've fucking seen it with my own eyes. How about that? I cannot wait for you to push the envelope just a little bit further and come and tell me I can't criticize those motherfucking dirt-eating kite motherfuckers. That's all I'll say. I'll sit here and say it hour after hour until you come to fucking shut me up. At a ceremonial, put that, they threw that in there because people got wind of this shit. That you're holding fucking state cabinet meetings in fucking Tel Aviv. A foreign, you think, they're talking about the Russians fucking getting involved in our fucking politics in this country? In our internal politics? You're talking about the Russians? And you're holding fucking state cabinet meetings in Israel? Really? At a ceremonial signing ceremony in Jerusalem Wednesday, DeSantis, who has vowed to become the most pro-Israel governor in America. Get the fuck out! I don't want no pro anybody but fucking American governor in this goddamn country, you son of a bitch! You fucking two-bit traitor! You need to be put up against the fucking wall and shot fucking with a firing squad! You treasonous dog shit eating son of a bitch. Said the measure sends a strong statement about where Florida is. Florida is in the fucking hip pocket of the Jewish mafia. That's where fucking Florida is. But I'll tell you what, you look fucking around you even in Florida. You're fucking, you got, we'll come down, we'll clean your fucking asses out, we'll clean your fucking clocks. Do you push this shit? You try to cram this shit down an American's throat. I was watching a thing last night and they were showing the gladiators, you know, the fucking hacking people up. People, I mean, that's how savage people used to be. And it looks like people are going to have to get real fucking savage again to clear. I mean, because there are people out there that are this fucking demented that they, I mean, they do it in a different way. They love blood. It just as long as it ain't their own. This time, you motherfuckers, there is going to be, we will extinct you from this fucking earth, you fucking parasites. State Representative Randy Fine, a Palm Beach Republican who championed the bill during the 2019 legislative session, was among the 100 lawmakers, university officials, and business leaders who joined DeSantis on a trade mission to Israel. Fine thanked the governor for allowing Florida to take a stance against the anti-Semitic speech, which he said is on the rise in the United States. I do this because I feel obligated to, because, well, I'm a Jew! But the Jews don't have no fucking influence in our country. They're not a tiny fucking portion, a tiny little minority is influencing our fucking laws in this country, isn't violating our Bill of Rights at will. Because I'm a Jew. Fuck you. Go to Jewland, you son of a bitch. You're not a fucking American, that's for goddamn sure. All Jewish children are going to be protected because of what we are doing here today. Fine told DeSantis, we thank you for signing this bill. Fuck you. Keep pushing it. You just keep fucking pushing it. We'll kill you over this shit. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Head high, protest line. Freedom scribble. on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret safe with the NSA. And God we trust or the CIA. Standing on the edge of a revolution.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. And shit, Edge of Revolution. Now, this is going to be a goddamn grassroots, from the bottom up, fucking uprising. And it's going to be for that Bill of Rights. And any son of a bitch, the first son of a bitch that varies from that theme, will get their fucking head blown off. Each and every one of you is going to get your heads blown off. We're going to have our fucking country. And it's going to belong to us. And fucking Israel isn't going to exist no goddamn more. We're talking about the cabinet meeting in Jerusalem. Florida cabinet meeting. Florida legislator meeting in fucking a foreign fucking country, people. holding a meeting of the Florida cabinet in the embassy in Jerusalem. That is going to be a real neat thing, said DeSantis. That dirty son of a bitch committed high treason right in front of everybody. It's right there. I'm advertising it. DeSantis and the independently elected cabinet jointly oversee several state agencies. The agenda posted on the cabinet website lists the signing of a resolution to support the Florida-Israel relationship and presentation on victims of terror. You're over there with the fucking terrorists having your meeting, aren't you? Water quality and energy management. The meeting will be broadcast by Florida Channel, a state-funded news outlet that covers state government. A handful of other Florida reporters covering the trade mission won't be allowed to take equipment in that could provide live coverage, including cell phones and laptops. Even if no votes are taken, information gathering sessions are still considered to be open to the public. The whole goddamn government, when they were selling this horse shit to us back in 17 and 89, everything was open to the public. There was no secret anything. No secret FISA courts. No fucking secrets whatsoever. You are our goddamn employees, you sons of bitches. You're acting on my authority secretively? I don't think so. Even if no votes are taken, information gathering sessions are still considered to be open to the public, Peterson said. Considered to be. Horseshit. It's the fucking law and you're in violation of it. She noted that the topics on the agenda relate to issues Florida has recently dealt with, including a red tide bloom, Hurricane Michael, and Irma. And the school shooting at that left 17 dead in Parkland. And the Jews over there telling you how you're going to come take my fucking guns. They tell them to get their kike fucking asses over here and do it themselves. Bring the fucking kikes over. Let them show us their big bad balls over here in the United States. These are all issues that we're extremely concerned about. And the right of access guaranteed by our Constitution makes no mention of ceremonial meetings being exempt. Well, then you're finally starting to feel a little bit of this other shit, even as the cronies that you fucking are. Because that second article doesn't say anything about any kind of fucking infringement on our fucking second article right or any of our Bill of Rights. But there are fucking tens of thousands of them, aren't there? Or ceremony meetings being exempt from the right of access, Peterson said. We don't want our future cabinet meeting to be held anywhere but in the state of Florida. Well, I don't fucking blame you. Not that it's really a cabinet meeting, because there is no fucking United States government here. There's a fucking United States corporation with controlling interest belonging to those pricks over there in Tel Aviv. I've got, they ordered this to happen. They give the fucking orders. They say how high to jump, and old Trump, he jumps. And with Kushner's hand up his ass, working his jaws. Border Patrol to create 2 migrant care positions so agents can focus on enforcement. Enforcement of fucking what was my first question. This is from Yahoo News. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Tuesday the creation of a new administrative position intended to help ease the stress on the system created by the recent influx of asylum seekers arriving at the southern border. It's an open fucking border. Oh, Trumpy, your fucking knight in shining armor opened the motherfucker for a year, didn't he? And it even gave him $4.1 billion to Mexico so that they could escort the goddamn caravans being created in El Salvador and Honduras and Guatemala with the other $5.7 billion he sent out there to help them across to get up here so that they can, again, what's this enforcement fucking word mean? Define that for me, would ya? The new Border Patrol Processing Coordinator, boy, I love that. That's a big title. Another unelected piece of fucking shit handing our fucking country over to fucking foreigners in violation of our Bill of Rights. Position is designed to help alleviate the administrative duties that CBP agents have been forced to take on. Often the expense of their traditional enforcement duties, a record number of women and children have arrived at the border seeking asylum. No, they're here to get fucking jobs. They're here to take what's fucking ours. It's a fucking invasion force. It's a recolonization. It's just like that shit on that last article. How fucking stupid are people supposed to be for you?
I guess they stopped calling them czars.
Yeah, well, the first one was a czar, Homeland Security, remember? Right, Chernoff or whatever his name was, right out of fucking ex-KGB.
Good. Before the Russiagate shit.
Before what?
Before Russiagate, now they stopped calling everybody czars.
Yeah, huh? Still, I think we're still headed down the same path, oi. I'm committed to providing the men and women of the United States Border Patrol the resources they need to accomplish their border security mission. Their border security? What fucking border security mission? All they're doing is fucking giving these motherfuckers bus tickets and money and sending them to our fucking neighborhoods to kill us. Said Carla Pavost, Provost, that sounds like a goddamn Russian name, chief of the U.S. Border Patrol. Border Patrol processing coordinators will take on processing, transportation, and custody responsibilities for them children so they can get their ass back over there so they can be rented again to bring another fucking 20 or 30 or 100 fucking fighting men over here that are coming to kill your ass, which will free up agents for critical law enforcement operations. What critical fucking law enforcement operations? Running the fucking drugs in and out of into this country and taking the money down to fucking Central America to be fucking laundered so it can be brought back up here? And then the DEA selling the dope on the streets? Is that the operations you're talking about? Record numbers of family units began turning themselves in at the border, this is so fucking ridiculous. They think they're talking to fucking little, a fucking second, third grader should figure this out. Record number of family units began turning themselves in at the border earlier this year. No, they've been doing it for fucking years. Under current law, nearly all of those asylum seekers must be admitted. And what would we say about that current law? It's a fucking treaty, just like that Iran treaty. All that dirty son of a bitch, your knight in shining armor has to do is pick up that fucking pen and sign a fucking piece of paper and it don't exist no more. Why wouldn't he do that? Trump tards.
It's Yahoo fucking news, Henry. The richest Jew in the world owns a son of a bitch. You're reading it right out of Bezos' fucking mouth.
Hell yes. Exactly correct, Mark. That's who's running your goddamn country. It's your country. Make no mistake. This land is ours. This is awesome fucking land. And when we get what, we were going to have to tear some of it up to get these son of a bitches out of here, but we're going to do it. When we get done, these motherfuckers will never be the scourge they were. I'm telling you, these son of a bitches, the world. And everybody knows it. Why are the people in France screaming it? Why are the people in England screaming it? Why are we setting up fucking on our dime fucking organizations to go around the world to try to get laws to punish people for talking against these dirty son of a bitches? Why do people want to talk against them? If they're just these fine people that are just, God, they're just wonderful. They do take good care of the ISIS soldiers that get shot over there in Syria. I know that. That's all that's supposed to be the threat to the fucking Jews? But they're over there in the hospital, they're taking care of him and getting the ISIS soldier back out on the field so he can, cripple or blow the legs off an American stupid enough to join the fucking international NATO fucking army that can't exist under our law? Again, unlawful? The new border processing coordinating position is designed to help alleviate administrative duties. Oh, really? Often at the expense of their traditional enforcement duties. Well, what the fuck is that other than filling out the paperwork and pumping them in as fast as possible? A record number of women and children have arrived at the border seeking asylum. Yes, we know. I am committed to providing the men and women the U.S. Border Patrol resources need to accomplish their border security mission. And boy, this mission is the invasion of this fucking country, the recolonization, and then the fucking ditches dug and the American nationals who own this son of a bitch being taken over there and given their 40 caliber lobotomy, said Carla Provost, Chief of the U.S. Border Patrol. Border Patrol processing coordinators will take on processing, transportation, and custody responsibilities. Record numbers of family units have begun turning themselves in at the border early. Yeah, they just walk across. There is no fucking border. That son of a bitch Trump opened that fucker up for a year. However many can get here in a year, you're here. And there you, but like I said, this is what you get for your negligence. You will get to fight these dirty bastards in your yards. They will hack your fucking children up. You think about little Johnny or Susie. You can't, just maybe just playing out in the fucking yard. They'll leap your fucking fence. I mean, what the fuck's a fence to them? Come in and whack, cut your children all to fucking pieces and leave them laying there and laugh at your stupid ass for letting them do it. For letting them get this far into this fucking country when they intend to kill you. Oh, man. See, where were we? Claims are being adjudicated, causing a massive strain on federal resources. I mean, they talk about our people, 100 million of our people are fucking homeless. Our people are living on the goddamn streets and in tent cities and stuff. Now, wouldn't a real press... Tucker Carlson, he's had a little series where he's went, like, down in San Francisco where the junkies are, you know, where he can show needles and, God, we need to clean this. We should come through here and just kill all these people. I bet they wouldn't have no fucking problem at all with that. They're not showing across this United States, the tent cities, the people with fucking degrees and the people that were the tops in their fucking fields when they were called from the fucking workforce because of their political beliefs. I mean, I talked to a lot of them when I was at the first site that I worked for. And they all said the same thing. I was anti-government. I think that's why I was called. Well, duh. Resources that has led to the creation of so-called tent cities. Oh, my God. They cannot be put in tent cities. I will not stand for this. You will not put these fucking foreign invaders, these fucking third world trash, you will not put them in goddamn tent cities. You will not bring them down to the level of an American national. These people have fucking rights in this country. Tent cities, and in some cases, to release the release of hundreds of migrants into the care of private charity organizations in major cities along the border. We're paying for this, people. I feel, God damn, I mean, blatantly, we are fucking from the sweat of our brow, we are paying to fucking be destroyed. We are putting up the fucking cash to destroy us. We are handing over, we sharpened the knife, and we're handing them the knife to cut our fucking throats with. And I, like I said, because there's nothing been done, it should have been stopped a long time ago. Nobody should have fell for that Trump shit. If it hadn't been for that, we'd already be at fucking war, and everybody fucking knows it. So are you Trump-tards out there? Trump-tard, Trump-tard, Trump-tard. I want to call you that to your fucking Trump-tard face. You stupid imbeciles. The recent migrant surge has also accused or caused border security to suffer a roughly 40%, as roughly 40% of Border Patrol agents have been forced to handle processing, transportation, and custody responsibilities rather than law enforcement operations for which they are trained. What fucking law enforcement? Making sure that the dope shipments get through on time? That the fucking people, that there aren't no fucking American idiots out there acting like militia, telling on the fucking people that are pumping the fucking dope in and the money out? Is that what you're talking about, law enforcement? Because law enforcement sure as hell is not fucking stopping a fucking invasion into our country, is it? For which they are trained, according to Provost's press release. The announcement comes days after 16-year-old Carlos Hernandez Vaquez became the fifth migrant child to die. Oh, what child to die and fell? One of their children died in our fucking custody. You should have kept that little son of a bitch at home, shouldn't you? Then it could have died there. I mean, these measles outbreaks, all this shit across your country. Where in the fuck do you think that's come from? Everybody knows. I mean, when you talk to even the stupidest of the stupid. Well, it's because of all of these foreigners coming in here. They all got measles and stuff. They're from the third world. No fucking shit. And that's just something that you subjects are going to fucking accept. You're going to take it. Like when they start hacking your children up with machetes, you're going to fucking take it. And you're going to take it. And when you go out, when you finally had enough, And there's finally the people just fucking had enough, and they come out and they just start fucking blazing. Ethnic cleansing. Excuse me. Here come the blue helmets to stop the ethnic cleansing, because those people got a right to take your fucking country away from you, don't you know?
Henry, they can't claim ethnic cleansing. That's what they're doing to us. I'm going to do to us.
Whoa, that's a part of your white privilege. As you get to be ethnic cleansed without fucking, without notice. They want to ethnic cleanse you over to the ditch. Well, the thing is, it's not really ethnic cleansing. Because we're an ethnic group. As an American nationals, we are. But they're sure as hell going to take... people just don't know history. They didn't see what they did in Russia? I don't get it. I really don't get it, people. Excuse me. The announcement comes days... Oh, yeah. Carlos Hernandez Vazquez became the fifth migrant child to die in federal custody in the last 6 months. And the parents will get $1 million fucking lawsuit. They'll get set up in a fucking nice fucking place. They'll have their own fucking business because this is recolonization. With the when the people they're bringing in, see, these people have no claim to this goddamn country. We do. We have the fucking paperwork that says it's ours. We fought and our people died. We bled the fucking ground with, you know, fucking soaked it with our blood to get this country. We built the son of a bitch. It belongs to us. And it has been removed in violation of law. The fucking Constitution, such as it was, removed without in violation of the law. The Bill of Rights. Fucking ignored it. Fucking, I mean, just fuck you and your Bill of Rights. We'll stop you on the side of the road and take your fucking shit from you at gunpoint. That's armed robbery. That doesn't violate the fifth article and the sixth article and the seventh article and the eighth article. Now, does it? No. The spat of fatalities. Goddamn, you got millions of these motherfuckers coming. You think a few of them ain't gonna die? And every fucking bunch of million of people, there's a few dying every once in a while. But hey, man. These are those special, these are the fucking offspring of the rabbit fuckers down there in fucking Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala. Shitting them out as fast as they can and sending them to the fucking north. That's where the fucking money's at. That's where the fucking free Walmart is. The spat of fatalities has prompted heated recommendations from Democrats. Fuck you, Democrat, Republican, piece of shit fucking traitors. I wonder how many, in this time frame we're talking about here, I wonder how many little kids died in fucking tent cities across this nation, American nationals who could trace their lineage back to the beginning of this goddamn country. That's what I wonder. You think anybody's going to tell you that number? Politicians and activists who argue they could have been avoided through more permissive immigration policies. What the fuck do you want? They're bringing you in. They're all but picking your ass up and carrying you across the fucking border, handing you a fucking check and a bus ticket to any fucking where you want to go. And here's your court. That's so fucking, oh man. Administration officials, meanwhile, have argued urged Congress to grant them additional resources to provide medical care and housing to migrants as our fucking people live in tent cities across this fucking... I mean, what? What's it take for people to fucking just say, enough is... Well, like I said, they're busy. They're working. The people who can work, who do have jobs, are busy. They're fucking working 6 and 7 days a week just to keep a roof over their head and food in their fucking belly. Work, sleep, eat, work, sleep, eat, work, sleep, eat, work, sleep, eat. That's all in the fuck they do. And it's, and here come the son of a bitches to take that from them. But I'll tell you what they have done. They bought them guns and they bought that ammo. So sooner or later, this shit, when this breaks loose, it is going to be unfucking believable, people. And it's going to, and you know, the Patriot where Mel Gibson says it's going to come to every home. It's coming to every home. You people in those gated communities, that's just another fucking wall. Them fucking walls don't stop shit. They won't stop shit. And they sure as hell ain't going to stop the fucking American nationals who have been fucking run under. And with your fucking boot heel, you fucking two-bit elitist bitch bastards.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
In those gated communities, they're guarded by Mexicans.
Exactly. Well, that's who we're going to be after, ain't it? They think that they're going to go inside. Well, they of course, everybody in there. I mean, they have their slave labor forces in there. They get a setback like the goddamn royalty of old and fucking direct people and avert your eyes when you pass. Like Hillary Clinton in the White House wanting the people working there. Avert your eyes when you walk. They want their fucking aristocracy. They want they'll find out that they're just, I'll skin them alive. I'll skin one of them alive and skin one of their fucking Mexicans alive. Hang them side by side and you tell me which one's royal. You tell me which one's the special one. Housing to migrants. Housing to migrants. God damn, man. We just went through we finally got my son a fucking house. But you wouldn't believe what we had to do. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty. And, you know, we did an article day before yesterday talking about how they, you know, all these illegals are living in public housing. Illegal. And it's written right in the goddamn in their policy. See, it's just policy that they can, it's arbitrary. They can apply it or not apply it. As they see, that's what true aristocracy is about. It's about what I want to do to on a whim to that person over there. Or on a whim to that person over there. I will take you out of your house and put a fucking third worlder in your house. Ha, huh, how do you like it? You better learn how to grovel. You better learn how to kowtow. Because that's what's coming to you. That's what's coming to every one of you. And like I say, get ready. If you ain't buying guns and bullets and fucking food, that's like air and water and shelter. You know, there's some things you need, you're gonna need just to stay a fucking alive. Wouldn't be a bad idea to have a gas mask because all of the shit that's went down over there in Syria over them using chlorine gas, you watch how fast they start using it on our asses here. And there will be nobody to bitch about it because we're ethnic cleansing people. We're throwing the Pope's poor little brown army out of our fucking country. And we're fucking hanging the goddamn international Jew-ass sucking traitors. You think that they ain't going to bring out everything? But the fucking blessing is that in every group, I don't care if it's, the Coast Guard, the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, all these, there's divide. There's real Americans in there. It's not going to, everybody thinks it's just going to be, oh, they're going to push a button and this thing's going to, have you ever did anything that fucking just worked perfectly? They wanted to do that invasion of Iran. That's why they sent them ships over there. They at least wanted to shoot missiles into Syria so that they could fucking keep heading towards taking Assad out of the government. You know, regime change. But they fucking have, they've hit the brakes. Because everybody went, okay, while you're doing that, we're taking this fucking United States back. When you come back, you're going to hang. And I mean, they got to be having trouble getting people in the fucking military because even your average person can fucking read. I mean, they're going out of high school and they're taking a test and going in the military. Surely they can fucking read. And if you can't read this shit and see just goddamn how duplicit and fucking treacherous it is, goddamn, you deserve the bullet. You deserve to die. You deserve to get your legs blowed off. And I don't give a rat's ass about you. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just keep shouting it. Keep shouting it. Right in their fucking face. Fuck you. Over my dead fucking body. And there's a lot more behind me. And we are going to fucking wipe your asses off this fucking planet, you fucking Zionist pricks. And that is the Word from the Trenches.